Thank you, Veronica. What a conversation this is about to be. Today's WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live from Bolingbrook Golf Club, presented by Allstate agent Christy Bladorn.
Wendy, let me point out, I think the people here are clapping because they mean it, not because we've begged them to clap. I think they really do mean it.
We have not begged them once.
Not even once.
I mean, occasionally we look longingly into the crowd like this.
Puppy dog eyes.
So maybe they'll applaud.
Yes.
It's not working, see?
Do they
just
one
do
more
it
time.
When they do it.
Now watch Wendy's eyes and how badly she needs some applause, please. Folks. And
thank you.
They're applauding, and there's actually a basket with donations going around the room, Wendy.
That's what I need. I don't need the pity applause.
All right, you know who's here right now is one of my favorite comics. Larry Reeve has been one of the top comics, not just in Chicago, not just the Midwest, but in the in the world, Larry. I'm going to say
thank
in the world.
You. That's right.
For a long, long time. He's appearing at Zany's this week. You can see him at Zany's in Chicago all weekend, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. But he's here right now. It's Larry Reeve, everybody. Say hi to Larry.
Thank you.
We all remember Larry Reeve. Don't you kind of hate it, Larry, when people go, oh, my God, I grew up watching you on stage?
Well, I did a Rodney Dangerfield special in 1989, and I get people coming up. I was 12 years old, and I wasn't supposed to watch you. Now I can see you live.
Well, that's a better way to put it. Yeah.
That was, though, the Rodney Dangerfield Young Comedian special on HBO.
Yeah, young. Look at me now, Bill.
But that was one of, like, if you were on that, and you were on that.
That was a big deal.
You were a big deal.
Look at me now. I'm at a golf club in Bolingbrook. What happened? Look at all these people. Turns out your crowd is all a bunch of drunks.
No, not all.
That is so not true.
Not all.
Oh, she's iced.
Yeah, but everybody
else. I'm just kidding. These are jokes, lady. Don't take it serious.
I have to drink iced tea,
I'm going
to
work the crowd, Bill. That's
sure,
what I do.
Go out, work the crowd, Larry. Absolutely. Let's go back in time a little bit. Let's go back in time.
What year are we setting the Wayback Machine?
1977.
That's not when you started doing...
That's when I started doing comedy.
1977.
I grew up in Dwight, Illinois, which is about 45 miles from here.
I know it because the women's prison
There's
was there.
There's a women's
there.
Prison
yep,
and a
there.
Mental institution.
Yes.
And my parents
too.
Met. Here I am.
Oh,
ta-da!
Look at that.
So I started to do comedy, and I was sleeping on my brother's couch in Joliet, and I got a job at Old Chicago in Bolingbrook.
Who remembers Old Chicago?
Huh? And I worked there from 77 to 79. I quit, and I ain't had a day job since.
So you worked there doing what?
I worked in the day, and then I did comedy, and I worked in the games.
I saw
anybody
you there.
Work at Old Chicago? Is there anybody here that worked there?
No one worked there, but many
everybody
of you visited Little Chicago,
well, maybe
right?
Maybe there's somebody I know, Bill.
Maybe.
That used to work there.
It's possible. It's entirely
Is there a
possible.
Guy, like there was this guy, Larry...
Yes.
That's another Larry.
That would be you.
Besides me.
Oh.
All Larrys are kind of.
I was.
Well, let me tell you the story how I
okay,
was named.
Do that.
Can I tell you this?
How
sure.
did you become Larry?
Before I was born, Bill, the doctor told my mother he couldn't find a heartbeat, so they didn't think I was going to make it.
Yeah.
And that's why they named me Larry, because they didn't want to waste a good name.
Oh, man.
That's funny yet slightly sad. You know
it's
that.
Sad
right?
and funny.
There's undertones of
just
sadness.
Just like me.
But when you got the job at Old Chicago, nobody knew it would be the juggernaut that it was. It would revolutionize the amusement park industry.
It was the first indoor amusement park.
I know.
It was.
One in Minneapolis.
Right. Yeah,
it was
at the
really
Mall of America.
Mall of America before that.
Yeah.
It was terribly exciting. I went there. I was on the patrol in eighth grade junior high, and that was our field trip to go to Old Chicago. And that was exciting. You rode the Chicago Loop.
Right.
It also had the world's worst log ride. Do you remember the log ride?
Yeah, you
went up a hill, you went down a hill, and it came around.
It's
and
inside.
That was it.
What do you expect?
That was it,
Well, it should be slight. It's called amusement park. You should be amused.
A little bit.
Slightly amusement park.
Right. Slightly.
That's what they were going to call
it.
I also remember there was a lot of neon inside there. Remember? Like you'd go in there and the lighting was weird. It was like a nightmare almost.
I don't know. Okay, whatever you say.
No, you know what? I think it did say Chicago Loop done in neon.
Yeah,
it was I remember
neon.
That. But the whole thing wasn't neon.
Not all of it. And I was telling Wendy, if my recollection is right, The very first Wendy's restaurants, there were two, one on each side of the mall.
That was in there,
was in Old Chicago. It was the first Wendy's, right?
That's right.
Did Dave Thomas work there, too, with Larry Reed?
Yeah, we worked there together, me and Dave.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Those were the days. But you decided that that wasn't going to be your future. You wanted to go.
Well, I was doing comedy, and I just needed a job in the day.
Right.
While I was doing so I worked there.
Right.
I became, actually, you know, I'm known as Uncle Larry. That's when they named me, was there.
Oh,
because I was a supervisor, and then they used to, everybody was like 16, 15, and they started calling me Uncle Larry, and that's how I got the
Because you were like a learned older relative.
Yeah, a loved, beloved uncle.
A beloved uncle, yeah.
Pull my finger, Bill.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't think that would end well.
That's the type of uncle I am, Bill.
That's a very glamorous offer, but I'm going to have to say no.
I am excited, though, Bill.
Why are you so excited?
I just got engaged to Katy Perry online.
What? Wait a minute. Larry.
I'm engaged,
no.
Bill.
Congratulations, Larry.
I'm not sure that's a good thing, Larry.
I was listening on the way, taking notes, preparing for the big skit.
It paid off beautifully.
It did.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. Larry, Wendy asked me a very valuable question, and we'll throw it toward you. If you were going to have a crush on some celebrity, who would it be for you? Is there some celebrity that you really have a thing for?
Honey Boo Boo.
Is it Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, she's
she
older
She ain't
now.
Old enough when she gets older.
See, that's what you do. You plan ahead, don't you?
Yeah, I'm waiting for about 15 years. I'm going to marry Honey Boo Boo. Online. I'm going to meet her online, I'm sure.
You know, we are in Bolingbrook, and the Bolingbrook Historic Preservation Commission has put some information together about Old Chicago.
Yeah.
And do you know it was conceived by designer-builder Robert Brindle after he visited some place in Buena Vista, California? Any guesses? Are you looking over my shoulder?
No, but is it? Is
not Sperry Farm.
Yes.
Is it not
ding,
Sperry
ding,
Wow,
ding.
Larry.
I know my history.
He worked there.
No wonder Katy Perry loves you so much. You're very fast with the
knowledge. I know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, of course. Why did it fail? Why do you think? Because, I guess because Great America came and it was bigger and better, right? Is that what did it?
Well, it failed because the stores around it were all like little gift shops.
No
little,
anchor stores. No Marshall
no
Field or Carson's.
Big store. Right. That's why it failed.
Right.
And then they hired me as supervisor. I don't think that helped.
The beginning of the end.
This is a true story. I was working when I first started in the games, just working at games. And there's this kid, Larry, another Larry, he was in the dart game throwing darts at me. So I was at the machine gun BB gun. Yeah. So I took a screwdriver and unchained him, and I shot him with the BB gun. And after that, I became the supervisor. Because I didn't take nothing from anybody.
You know what I noticed? The characters in all of your stories are named Larry.
Yeah, everybody's Larry. All Larrys are weird.
Right, I know.
Is there any Larrys here? No, they didn't make it. See? They didn't make it, Bill. I'm the only one who made it.
You're a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
We have to take a quick break, and then I want to throw out some fascinating facts about Old Chicago that we may have forgotten, and we'll continue talking to Mr. Old Chicago.
Yes.
That doesn't sound nice.
No, it doesn't sound right.
Mr. Old Chicago.
Right, it doesn't sound good. But Larry Reeve is here. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy in Bolingbrook on WGN. That scissors line was very subtle. I like the scissors line.
I know all about subtly.
Larry Reeve is here, comedian extraordinaire. He's your Uncle Larry. He'll be at Zany's in the city tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Go to zanys.com. All the information's there. His website is UncleLarryReeb.com. And then, Larry, there's a very nice show you have coming up with some WGN personnel, correct?
Yeah, New Year's, I'm going to be at Downers Grove with Steve Cochran and John DeCoss at the Tivoli Theater.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
You, Steve Cochran, and John DeCoss on one show.
I think some others from GN. But
oh, very nice.
I'm not sure.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, you did stand-up for 10 years. Did you guys ever work together?
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
Many times. Always fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
And how come you got out?
Larry asked me to leave.
He said, quit, Bill.
You're bad for business. You're making people cry. Go home.
And look what's happened to him.
I'm glad you didn't
quit.
What
he's doing,
honestly.
Look at this. He's big star now.
He is big star.
Yeah.
He's big star.
Yep. He is.
All right, can we just talk Old Chicago just to reminisce? A pre-opening party was held on June 17th, 1975. The visitors, I know, this is wild. The visitors saw Chicago turn-of-the-century style architecture, $1 million worth of memorabilia, 200 stores and restaurants. There were that many stores?
At first.
Yeah, by the end there was like three. They actually closed. You used to walk all the way around the entrance. By the end, the entrance was right in the front because all the stores had closed.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't remember this continuous vaudeville-type entertainment billed as the world's first indoor amusement park. That I knew, but I don't remember the vaudeville-type stuff.
I remember, was it Sally Rand that they brought back? It was some dancer from the 1930s that they brought back.
At a family amusement park.
Right.
That's why they closed right there. They used to, at the end, they had rock bands. They had Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
And, oh, I remember that.
And Iron Butterfly.
Yep.
And, like, one night they had Senior Citizens Day where the senior citizens would get in free, and they saw it was a live show, so they all piled into the stage,
yeah.
And it was Steppenwolf. And they came out playing, I can't even say it, you know, the Pusher Man?
Yeah. Right.
GD to Pusher Man,
yeah.
And then like 200 old people got up and left.
I wish I was there that night. I could have gotten to the front of the stage then.
Oh, yeah.
That was the night the crowd was dropping antacid. Do you remember that, Larry?
Yes. That's good.
How about
I
it?
I used to do stand-up.
He still got
oh,
it, Bill.
Come on. Stop it. Do you know who used to work there all the time? Do you remember Willie Ames from Eight is Enough?
Yeah.
He was in a band, and
oh,
he used
yeah,
to come
by. Oh,
yeah.
He was huge drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All
wow.
People,
how yeah. Do you know that?
I don't know. I just know stuff.
I thought
he
I was.
He used to be a groupie, Willie Ames.
For Willie Ames.
For Willie Ames.
Good taste.
Used to be.
He used to be.
All right. This
he
is...
got engaged online to Willie Ames.
I didn't know.
All right. I have to quiz both of you. There all was, right. And anybody who knows this, yell it out. They when you went to Old Chicago in the 70s, they were welcomed by the park's mascot. Who knows the name of the park's mascot?
At Old Chicago?
I didn't even know they had a mascot.
Was he, can I ask a side question? Was he an animal of some sort?
I don't really know.
Oh, all right, all right.
Nobody knows.
I don't even know that.
Charlie Baffle.
Charlie Baffle.
Is that ringing a name to anyone?
No.
Sounds like a loan shark. It was scaring families. You shook my kid up for $20.
The first corkscrew roller coaster. Is that really true? Called the Chicago Loop?
Yeah.
Is that really true? How it
yeah.
Corkscrew
yeah.
Fashion?
It wasn't a regular loop. It was, as the name would imply, it was a side corkscrew. Yeah.
A side corkscrew.
That's what we call it in the business.
And there were 31 other rides, including the rotor. The rotor.
Yeah.
I don't remember
yeah.
that. Yo-yo.
The, yeah. And... What was the one, Larry, they made a movie there with Kirk Douglas, The Fury, right.
The
Somebody
Fury,
just said
yeah,
it.
They made that there.
Andrew
yeah.
Stevens,
yeah.
And that was on a ride called The Paratrooper, and in
right.
the movie, it crashed, and then nobody would go on it in real life.
Right,
they saw,
right.
Because it crashed
that's
in the
true.
Movie, and they went, well, it's obviously not safe.
that's
they have
right.
film of Andrew Stevens right. making it crash.
Do you remember The Flume? There was a ride called
The
Flume. That's
the log ride that was so sad.
Oh.
Oh, that yeah. was the, oh, yeah.
Sad.
Chicago Cat? Also called the Zyklon.
That was the furball.
The Windy City Flyer.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't remember any of this. I remember the Chicago Loop. It was white, wasn't it? Just white metal. And it was like a corkscrew.
Does that sound right? Yeah.
Yeah. That I yeah. think so. I don't
yeah.
know.
Larry,
I'm glad you survived, you know, the closing of Old Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I quit. I got off the ship when it was sinking.
Smart move.
In all the years you've done stand-up, I know you've worked with some incredible stand-ups over the years, some legendary stand-up
yeah.
comedians. Who stands out? Is there a name or two you can throw our way that just of your heroes you worked with?
Rodney Dangerfield. That was
sure.
That was the big one, yeah. And Carlin, I got to meet George.
Did you meet George Carlin? What
yeah.
was that like?
Oh, it was great. He was a nice guy. He came up to me and told me he really liked me and... you know,
and that's and coming from the guy that I would say.
That was my guy. I go, I'm glad you're not a jerk, because you never know. You
right.
know, sometimes you meet people
right.
and they're not. No, they were all
But he's probably, it. Wouldn't you say, George Carlin, of all the stand-ups ever, probably the best, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he was, yeah.
He, Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right up there, yeah.
And,
nice compliment.
Yeah.
And someone, a friend of mine, Steve, just texted me. Larry Reeb opened up for Elvis Costello at the Riviera Theater in 1986, and he saw you do that.
Oh, that was unbelievable. They were yelling at me.
Well, because they wanted music.
They wanted music. One lady goes, she goes, you're not Elvis. I go, you're not Priscilla either, so shut up.
You know why you've lasted so long? It's your charm.
You're a charm.
You're a charming man.
I'm not a scared, Bill. They started yelling. I go, look, I got 10 minutes left to get my money. If you don't shut up, I'll stay up here for 6 hours. You'll never see Elvis. So let me do my 10 minutes, and I'll get off and get my money. Because that's the key to count.
Right.
Never get off early, because then they can say you didn't do your time and they don't pay you. So no matter how bad it is, you stay up there, then you get your money.
Larry, I'm going to ask what everyone in the room is wondering. Yeah. Do you do kids' parties?
Yes, I do. I do this balloon thing.
No.
Yeah, I bet you do.
No. No, you don't.
All right. What is your website, Larry Reeb?
My UncleLarryReeb.com.
And it's on the internet.
And where will he be performing?
And I'm on Facebook, too. I'm on Facebook. Look at some of them are still on MySpace.
The crowd laughed at the idea that you were on Facebook. Like when you said it, the audience said, I don't think that's good for anybody.
I don't really. What's with the people that post whatever they're doing? You ever seen them people?
Yeah.
Good morning. I just woke up. Too bad you didn't die in your sleep.
Oh. Again, what? Children's party. You can book them at UncleLarryReeb.com. And you're at Zany's, Chicago.
I'll be there all weekend.
Excellent. And at the old Chicago reunion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be out there.
Right.
Sure, with Charlie Baffle opening up for you.
Charlie making balloon animals.
Larry, thanks for being
you.
Here. And go see Larry at Zany's. As you know, he's a shy man, but when you get him going, it's always a good time. Thank you, Larry. A quick break, and then a lot more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.